Hey, Brian, welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Jack.
And I'm You Just F***ed Up.
And welcome to the show. How's it going, everybody?
It's not going well.
That was definitely bleeped out, right?
That was absolutely bleeped out.
Okay.
It will be about an hour from now when we're done.
Okay.
It'll be bleeped in post.
Which is something Jay doesn't even do, but it's going to happen.
This
is my special wife favor for the week. Can I say the F word and bleep it out myself on the podcast?
Here's a question I have. So, all three.
I've been watching a lot of Battlestar Galactica. Just say, what the frack?
There you go.
You just fracked up. What in the actual frack just happened here?
We had all of our three were still in at this point. Adam, for myself, Ken for Jack, and Colleen had Michaela.
I forgot you had Michaela. Whoa.
So here's my thought with
you're the worst.
The points for winners, and I thought maybe this makes it a little bit more fair, Jack.
Frack
and
you'll probably, Jack,
you'll probably some problem with this.
Hold on a second. Am I in front?
Yes.
You're like way
then
in front.
Then we're not changing the rules.
We haven't really set the rules. The rules are what they were last year.
Haven't set them yet.
I forgot. It's Jay's stupid rules.
Don't forget. Jay disappeared for like 8 episodes this season. So
you know that Bill Maher has new rules. Jay has stupid rules. But go ahead.
Say if your person makes it all the way, it's 10 points.
That's all you get is 10.
Or 15, whatever you
guys
want it to be.
We're not playing for big points here.
Yeah.
From picking from the start, you only get 10.
Okay, say 15 then. Say 15. And then if you your person gets voted out and you pick again, if that person wins, you get 5 points. And then if they get voted out again, you get 1 point. And then if it is again, then it's 0. Is that fair?
That's fine. It's funny. Before this, when I was watching this episode and she was doing so well in the challenge, I said, I wish I would have picked Michaela instead of Ken. I swear to God, I said that. But then when she started doing the shell thing and they're all looking at her, I go, Michaela, stop.
Yeah.
Please stop. Please stop doing that, Michaela. Stop.
Too smart for her own good there.
And then when she was so honest about Figgy, I said, oh, no, Michaela, stop. I like you. Stop. But anyway.
Yeah.
Bye, Felicia.
it's tough. It's really tough to see that happen.
This was tough, again, because, Michaela was clearly the most fun person out there. I'm not gonna say but the most fun one out there.
Here's a mistake we had last week's show. We didn't pick who we thought was gonna go home this week. That didn't happen.
That's funny. I was trying to think. I go, who did I pick?
We did not.
And
pick
I have trouble remembering anyway. But I think if you go back and listen to tape, I said Michaela.
Well, I guarantee I don't think any of us would have picked Michaela.
I never would have picked Michaela.
Not a chance in hell.
To me, even though she's a threat, way too early to vote her off.
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Oh, this is stupid.
It was definitely a shocker, to say the least. Colleen, if I have to read the tweet on the Twitters, I think you said, let's see, something about misdirect edit or something.
Yes, I did. I said classic
misdirect. Oh, here we go. Yeah. Nope. Classic Mr. X, sorry to see probably Brett go, though. So that's how sure you were, Colleen.
I was so sure. Like
I thought for sure, too, because they didn't show Jay talking to Sunday or Brett. So I'm thinking, they just have to make it interesting. This is a slam dunk. It's going to be Brett, the funeral director. And
director in air quotes.
Yeah, I said, why pick? Okay, we'll go into that later on. But I said, oh my God. And when she turned around and looked at come on, Jay peed his pants.
Oh, a little bit. At least a little bit.
Yeah, and because Will's like going, well, that's right, I'm still on the show. So
Will got a whole conversation tonight.
So I hated to see her go. She's a
She was fun.
She'll be back.
She was really
fun. She'll be back. And she goes, well, don't blame us. We didn't do the slingshot challenge. We didn't set that up. She's just very honest and direct, and I liked how she closed it, and she's fun, and it's a shame that we're left with some of the people that are left, and I don't know.
I really liked Brett, and I really liked Michaela, so I was kind of hoping that the misdirect would have been that Sunday actually went home.
Well, her son came on and voted twice, so.
Well, that's good.
Good times. So now I'm just going to desperately hope that the Cubs win tonight. And
Cubs win. They're up 3-1 at this point.
4-1.
4-1.
What's his name? I can't. Javier Baez hit a solo home run. Top
Jay has a two-computer setup right now going on. So
yeah, I may or may not have the Cubs game going on.
Which is totally acceptable. I mean, it's a pre-merge episode.
Actually, both the Cubs and the Indians
like, haven't won since 48. The Cubs haven't won since 18. I mean,
68 years, 108 years. Both have never won anything in my lifetime.
Wait, does that mean if you're born in the 40s, you're in your 60s, late 60s now? Crazy.
68.
Late 40s, too. It's not even like early 40s. Late 40s.
And plus, too, remember, too, it's 68. Okay, you can't count like the first 5-6 years because you're just a kid. So it's like 74 years for people to actually have a grasp of what's going on. So 74 years since they really have had anything. Oh, well, who knows before that? And the Cubs. So whoever wins.
I mean, yeah, either way. That's why this World Series is perfect because it's good. I mean, it's not a bad story either way.
But it's the funny thing, though. Anytime a team is up 3-1 and they lose that fifth game, I always think the team that won that game has the advantage. I don't know why.
Well, they have the momentum.
Well, no, not well. They
yeah,
only
they
have
do.
One.
They
win.
Have
they're
the,
still down
like,
3-2, but I think the team that's up starts to tighten. Starts to tighten up a little
rock
bit.
Rock you.
Yep. So we will see how that unfolds, but definitely a
now,
shocker.
Now, okay, the Cubs are up 4-1. You'd hate to see them go up 4-1 in the ninth, and then Cleveland come up in a grand slam to win it.
That would hurt.
That would just. I think you'd see Bill. I mean, you,
would that
your
be the
chance
death
meeting,
of Bill Murray?
your chance of meeting Bill Murray might end just right there.
That
Jay.
Would. Well, you know, that would literally confirm a curse.
Well, okay.
I'm sorry, but like, what was it? Six or seven, ten years ago, whatever it was.
Bartman was.
With the fan that caught the thing.
No, he interfered. Bartman. That was 10 years ago. 12 years ago.
I was in college. That's all I remember. I actually was watching that game in college.
And to be fair, he was over. It was ridiculous how he was treated. Has he been to any of the games? Has anyone?
No, he like changed his name and moved out of Chicago.
And he's like a diehard.
Here's the thing: fan. If the Cubs do win. If they win, or if they ever do win, I think it's a really good team. If they don't win it this year, I think they'll have other chances. Then they should bring him onto the field and like forgive that man.
Well, they've asked him,
but I feel like if I don't know,
he said no. But if maybe he comes back and just it was so unfair.
Yeah,
but I remember saying at the time, I remember watching the game. We're watching the game. I said that guy is done.
Okay,
and,
you know what?
And
else?
You and your mom said why? I said. You don't understand. These Cub fans have been suffering for a long time. I go, and he didn't really do anything. The funny thing is the guy that was the bartender guy that was going to the bar, he reached further out in front. But just happened to be the, you know, Moises Alou threw him.
Honestly, I think it was Moises Alou that really kind of made that worse.
Okay.
But
so
let's get back
things.
To Survivor
yes.
Talk here.
One is you guys have had a whole lot of that's what she said moments in your conversations right now, and I haven't had a chance to interject and say them. And the second thing is, you know, it's not fair. Michaela going home.
No, Michaela would have, if Michaela was Moises Alou.
Michaela was Moises Alou. Yeah, you're right.
She would have killed Bartman.
climbed up the stairs.
Yeah, she literally, well, she would have like screamed.
They would have had to jump in the stands and pull Michaela off because, you know, we've seen her. She's pretty competitive.
Well, actually, it's kind of cool. I didn't know this. One of my bosses, one of the heads of the company that I work for, was at that game. He's a longtime Cubs fan, lives in Chicago. He was at the Bartman game.
Who?
Eric.
Was he one of the ones that had to be restrained from going after
No,
Bartman?
He said, like, when it happened, he was like, I felt like this was what was supposed to happen. I'm a Cubs fan, and this is what was supposed to happen. So he was just
so he's like the Jack Gladfelter.
Yeah, basically, just like I
no,
felt.
Wait, hold on. Jack would not have been like this is what's supposed to happen.
They're sending Chris Bryant home. Oh, is he safe? Wow, Anthony Rizzo with a
Anthony
double.
Rizzo,
not
former,
for anything, but that had popped
former,
up on my notifications before.
Former
you said.
San Diego Padre, former San Diego Padre, Anthony Rizzo.
But anyway, so yeah, he was just I feel weird about them being in the World Series. Cause I don't know how to feel because this is just not how it's supposed
feel
to be.
Feel the feels.
So,
drink
you know
the maker's mark and help it make you feel the feels.
Tim has already stopped listening to this podcast.
Well, that's okay. Tim didn't listen anyway. He does listen, actually. Hey, Tim. What's up, girl? You want
right,
to talk Survivor,
get, we
dude?
Get survivors.
Yeah, let's go to Survivor Talk
10
here.
10 is a 10. All right, so we start off after the tribal council, rather. Adam tries to explain himself to Taylor, who vows revenge.
I said that. I wrote down that's a huge mistake by Adam.
Oh yeah.
You know, he tried though. He's a sensitive.
But no,
dude.
But you don't take. You have two people that are loyal to you, and you walk away with the guy that is on the bottom of the tribe now.
Yeah.
The bottom of the group, and you sit there trying to explain your case. You made a. You voted. Don't lose the trust of the other two people.
I totally agree with that.
Yeah.
So I wrote down huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
He had nothing.
You were on commission, right?
Huge. Thank you for getting that.
Yes.
Huge. We head over to Vanua Day 19. David's afraid he's going to go home next instead of Michelle, who really should be going home. He tells Zeke about his immunity idol.
But wait, she cooks rice very well.
She does cook rice very well. Actually, I would like to announce that after several times of burning the rice via the blue apron, tonight's rice was actually really freaking good.
It was okay.
There was a lot of
garlic. For you, it's pretty good. For you, it's pretty
there
good.
Was a lot of garlic in it, but that does not take away from the fluffiness that I finally achieved after
usually
5 months
it's like
of it.
A crispy, more Rice Krispie treats kind of.
Yeah, but
to
tonight it.
It
was fluffy and wonderful and garlicky, like they said. The recipe said garlic rice, and it tasted like garlic rice.
It makes almost perfect rice. Not like Chinese food rice, because they just have the way they cook it is, you know, they just have the master up. But
well, you know something?
It's close.
If you were ever on Survivor, you would rely on your fancy schmancy first world tools, and I would rely on my bubbling pot, boiling pot. That
actually,
you...
I could cook rice. It's not that hard.
I don't know. Tell that to a lot of the survivors. Okay,
you just gotta pay. You just gotta go slow and pay attention to it.
That's what she said. but so Zeke is, you know, thrilled that he's got this person that's, you know, showed him the idol. So yay Zeke and yay David, you guys have
good,
friends bracelets
for
everyone.
Was that a good move for David or a bad move for David?
David's a highly anxious person, so I kind of think this might be a good move for him, because now he has somebody else that he's like being able to like ease his anxiety and tensions to.
I did like Zeke's line though. So okay, I'm gonna take care of his life,
yeah,
for the time being.
Until I'm done with it. But
I wouldn't tell anybody I had the eye. I say this all the time. I wouldn't tell anybody I had the eye unless it was used for a strategic move.
Well, look how well that this worked out for Wigglesworth Oh, my God. Kelly Wentworth last season. 2 seasons ago, yeah. 3 seasons ago, 5 seasons ago, whatever it was. I mean, that was pretty much your perfect example of keeping the idol to yourself. Yep. Wentworth does not count. I bring this up almost every season, almost every episode that we do, but I love it so much I can't help it. But then you have, you know, the people that use it without telling anybody and it works. Use it while telling people and it works out pretty well for them. It worked out really well back in Philippines when Malcolm was like.
It depends on who you're with, but I just personally would never tell anybody, because if you told me you had an idol, You'd be next on my list.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is, if you ever go on Survivor, you're not a trustworthy player.
No, I'm very trustworthy. But if you have the idol, I'm going to vote yeah.
So you're not trustworthy to the people that are in your alliance that might have the idol.
I'm trustworthy as long as you don't have the idol.
But then you're just making yourself a target at some point, because I guess it's a mixed bag. Moving on, we go to the reward challenge and. Jeff announced that Figgy got voted out, and there's some mixed reactions, specifically Michaela, who's like, you know, Cheshire Cat grin. And Jeff asked her, you know, pretty much like, why'd you change your tune? Last episode, you were like, hey, you guys figure it out and make sure that you keep millennials strong. And now, you know, you're all like, ha, ha, ha. And she basically says that she said what she had to say, but it was time for Figgy. It had been time for Figgy to go home for a while. So bye, Felicia.
That was also, I think, an overshare there that kind of put the heat on her more than
it did.
I don't think so.
I do.
But then that's probably what made Jay.
It was no secret that she did not like her,
though.
Here's
the thing. But that's what, if you're talking about Jay turning on Michaela, Jay was tight with Figgy. So why put yourself out there like that? That's being too.
Jay was not tight with Figgy. Jay was tight with Taylor, who was tight with Figgy. And Jay also had several confessionals expressing how much he was not really okay with the fact that figtails was a thing.
But Michaela kept saying, we got to stay strong, keep millennials, And she said, okay, they got a millennial, good.
Yep.
annoying millennial.
You just have to keep. You can't be too honest in this game.
Yep.
And she was too honest.
I think she's
wait. You don't do anything that's going to send up a red flag.
Yeah, but that wasn't.
This is just what we saw. I mean, what did she say? What was said before? I mean, we had Taylor's no comment, man.
But yeah, well, to be fair, Taylor wasn't doing that to be strategic. Taylor was just doing that because he couldn't think of words.
Right.
Well, so I think
if Taylor's listening, I apologize. But
no, I'm saying Michaela. No. Her thing wasn't that she let it be that, you know, she was okay with letting go of millennials. Her thing was that she was too smart. Like, she was an early target because people were concerned that if she got to the end, she would have won, because she probably would have won.
Yeah, and I like I said, just to me, you have to be careful with your answers, and that's the hardest thing to do out there, because but she's a very honest person. I mean, she's if she has something to say, she's going to say it. I mean, she's not going to hide it, and that's one flaw in her game, is you have to be able to keep, you know, smart people.
Yeah, but what about Sydney?
People who are very smart, they're a threat.
What about Sydney last season, though?
Who?
Sydney last season.
Yeah.
She was smart, and she said whatever she wanted to.
And she made it as far as she could.
She made it to fourth, right?
Yeah, but she didn't win it.
Because she was the biggest threat, and that wasn't because she spoke her mind. It was because she was literally the biggest threat in other ways.
Michaela is super smart, and she's also super talented in the challenges. So she's like a double. I mean, she's just like a huge target. Like I said, I would eventually have voted her out. I thought this was the wrong time to do it. Someone like that has to step back and say, okay, I can't be so honest with my answers.
Exactly. And that's why I think that you're right, that it was the wrong time to vote her out. And not because she was my winner's pick, but because she's a meat shield for a lot of people, right?
Yeah.
Because she's loud. She's intelligent. She's great at challenges. There's no way that at some point during the merge, you're going to not let her get to the end, right? Or do your best.
Plus, you don't know when there's going to be a merge. You just lost with her.
Yeah.
I mean, how bad are you going to be without her?
Right. But anyway,
I would have kept her around.
Anyway, we had some great Probst inappropriate comments during this challenge. Jay is first to release. You've got to untie those knots to release your balls. And so on and so on. There's got to be a cream for that, right?
And Ken said, thanks for the advice, Jeff.
No, Ken was like, I've been around the block, Jeff. I know some yoga moves to release those balls.
I know how to do it, Jeff.
Hashtag Ken is a 10 all around.
Mm-hmm. End of the season.
Chris,
when they first started doing the challenge and Zeke was on their shoulders, why wasn't David on there?
Yeah, he's Why not get the guy?
Get the guy that weighs 70 pounds.
Yeah,
I kept going. Why is David on there?
Yeah,
but anyway,
agreed.
Yeah, maybe they want to save David for the last part or something. But I guess that's what she said. I don't know. But so Chris wins it for Vanua, which I guess that would not have been the basket toss was not probably great for David. So I don't know. Ken. Was in second for Takali, and Michaela really tries to get for it for Ikabula, manages to come back from behind for a huge victory to take out Takali, and Ken is a 10. So Michaela then says that she's pretty nervous that people are thinking that she's going to be the one to beat. And I should have known right then and there that was the confessional that was foreshadowing the end of this, but I was just really hoping that it was just all smoke being blown into mirrors.
Was it just me, or did that challenge, the final part of that challenge, where you just threw the thing on top of the beam, seem pretty easy?
Yeah, but clearly it wasn't, since it...
I know, but to me, I'm like going, well, that's going to be a cakewalk. And they couldn't do it. I'm like going, how is this so hard?
I think it's the things like that... So the other ones involve aim, but that one doesn't involve aim. That involves aim and momentum. Like, it's kind of like... when you guys play cornhole or even, you know, ski ball or something, where those are the things that you have to have touch. You have to have that touch, that finesse, that like perfect amount of whatever it is.
When Jay was trying to make it in the basket, he was throwing it like a missile. I go, you know, Jay, just toss.
Yep.
You just have to toss.
Well, that's where the granny style seemed to be working better.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were the ones that were, you know, quick to start and then died out pretty quickly.
You can see Ken has played Ken and Chris have played basketball. They have the perfect set shot. I mean, their jump shot. Mm-mm.
But yeah, so that we go over to the actual reward itself. David's enjoying himself. Zeke has spent most of his youth on a diet, but really, let's not bury the lead here. Michaela's grossed out by the boys' bodily function. So we have this
isn't just boys.
The boys.
Did you say Michaela? It was just.
I'm sorry, Michelle.
Michelle
is grossed out by their bodily functions. And
they could at least. They could. I agree with her.
At least move over a little bit because they're like right up on her.
I mean, and he's like disgusting.
He's like shifting and aiming towards her. I mean,
there's kind of messed up. Yeah,
he was like Pepe Le Pewing her.
It's okay if you've been dating for a while or you're married. That's part of the deal. But you know, come on. I would. Maybe I'm just old school, but I would have got up and said, "Okay, I'm gonna go over here and just go ahead." Let it out, man. Let it out.
Look, it was just locker room talk, okay?
Yeah.
That was more than 10 minutes in, so please don't unsubscribe. But Michelle was grossed out, and rightfully so, because, again, these aren't people that are even like her BFFs. But she is worried that she's the only girl left and she's the easy vote because she's not going to change who she is for the game. And I had a question based on that. Would you change who you were for the game?
Yes.
I think I would, too.
I think I'm pretty loyal, and in this game, I wouldn't.
See, I think that I'm a B-I-T-C-H in real life, and I would not be for the game.
Yeah,
I think becoming your true self. I don't know, it'd be tough.
I think you just get tired, and it's hard to, I mean, the hardest thing for me would be lazy people not doing, pulling their weight. Eventually, I might snap and say, but I'd have to keep telling myself, all right, I want to win $1 million. I don't care if this person's not pulling their weight. But I definitely wouldn't be, because in real life, I'm pretty loyal. I'd throw you under the bus to get to the million. There's no rules in this game. I would play it that way.
Fair enough.
And I would have no problem if someone played it the same way. I mean, I don't get why these people always get the angle, oh, you lied to me. It's a game about lying. It's a game about mistrust. That's what the game is. If it wasn't, this show would have been off the air years ago.
True. Yeah, I don't know where I was going after this, but...
You just said, would you change your way of playing it? And your personality, I think you have to. I think it hurt Michaela because she didn't.
Yeah. That's true. Oh, what I was going to say was I was going to comment... that, and I kind of disagree about Michaela and kind of agree at the same time, because you want to, you know, you want to be smart. I guess you just don't want to show everybody how smart you are.
Exactly. Yep.
We'll wait till we get there. But I was like going, oh, that's so brilliant. But I think you're hurting yourself. Because I personally be thinking, I go, God, she is way. She is thinking to the end.
Yeah,
she is definitely thinking to the end. I'm gonna have to eventually get rid of her.
True. Yeah, that's true. I was just gonna point out, like, with the reward challenge itself. Did anybody else get shades of Wes Snell during San Juan del Sur in the reward where they ate all the tacos and he had the gas and Keith was like, "If keep burping."
That's right.
Well, I think I said last week, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't just go eat all this food
right.
If I haven't been eating. I mean, I'd be a mess. You wouldn't see me you'd think I was out looking for the idol because you wouldn't see me for so long.
So what you're saying is you would pull a fish back.
I would pull a fish back, yes.
All right.
Probably all over the idol. So.
Oh.
That's gross.
Oh, who wants it now?
Oh, God.
So anyways, we move over to Kali, and Taylor is tired of the politics. And he doesn't care who's going to be president, which was fairly random to keep in. Also, 100% not surprising.
I want it to be known that it was Taylor that brought up the politics part, not us on the podcast.
Not us. Yeah, that's right. We just brought up that Taylor brought it up.
Dude, I don't care. Just want to legalize marijuana.
Yeah, he's totally voting for the Green Party.
Yeah.
But anyway, he tells Ken and Jess that Adam promised to never write his or Figgy's name down, so he can't be trusted.
That's why he shouldn't have left. Adam shouldn't have left with Taylor in the beginning. That's why they asked him that.
That's true. Yeah, you're right. Jessica's worried that perhaps Taylor the idiot is more trustworthy than Adam is. I mean, that's fair, but I feel like this tribe doesn't have that many problems, especially because we know that they're going to merge next week. But, like, we didn't hear anything about Ken messing up the reward challenge or anything further than with Adam's betrayal of Figtails other than this one scene. So
I don't think Taylor's an idiot. I think he's just carefree. I just think he just says, yeah, I think he just, you know, he doesn't stress over anything. So he doesn't worry about anything except he's going to get revenge.
Okay. I think he's both. I think he's all of the above.
I think he's just one of those carefree guys, just, you know, goes with whichever way the wind's blowing, and that's what he does.
Yeah. We go over to Ikabula Day 20, and they're celebrating that they are over the hump. Michaela says that the winners are in the winners of Survivor are generally intense. Hannah points out that the harmony amongst the tribe is a mirage because it's 4-2 millennials versus Gen Xers. Hannah suspects that Brett is lying about being a funeral director. He's lying because cops generally do that well. And Hannah wants to call him out for lying, but Will says not to push it. Jay agrees that he's a cop. He says he's too funny and too lively to ever be a funeral director. So this scene was also, and in combination with Taylor saying that he doesn't care who's present, it was very kind of topical, right?
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think that he should have picked something else other than funeral director.
I mean, funeral director, what was he going to say? Construction worker? No, because he'd been there, done that.
But he wasn't very good at doing the building the shelter. So I don't know if he could do that. He just said, you know, I'm a manager of something like that. Or you just could say, you know, I'm just, you know, I do odd jobs and something like that. Actually, you just said, you know, I'm at this point. You know what he should have said? I'm out of work. I got laid off.
I'm unemployed.
Get some sympathy.
You don't want sympathy because that also targets you, right? Jeremy said he was a firefighter in San Juan del Sur, and that was one of the reasons they voted him out at the merge.
But at this point, you just say, yeah, I'm out of work, but, you know, I'm just got some opportunities when I get back.
I feel like he could have gotten away with it.
A funeral director is something that you have a funeral director. I mean, I don't think I've ever. Well, my uncle was. So I suppose.
I have some cops in my family. They all have a particular personality, but that doesn't mean that all cops have that personality. So, and, you know, many of them probably do have the personality that Brett has, you know, being lively and funny or whatever. But again, it's just kind of funny that the millennials, who we are the generation of, that are slightly untrusting of police officers, not myself, but some people in our generation, right, according to the Twitters.
Well, Hannah picked it up because, you know, I think Brett wrote her a ticket for littering one time on the island. So that's how she figured it out. Yeah. Oh, wait, that's what I do at the funeral home.
Yeah, right. No, or basically it was like public display of affection when she was having a panic attack or something.
Yeah, there you go. Well, when she went there to help her, he put her hands behind her back and was restraining her.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it was. I don't know.
We go to day 20.
I like Brett. I hope he makes it a little further, but I was a little worried he was going to go home tonight.
I was worried, too. I was very worried. So we go to date. It's still day 20, and it was interesting that they didn't hashtag immunity challenge right away. Hannah and Will sit out. Michaela yells at Brett. Did anybody catch that?
Yes.
Yeah. Ken.
Michaela yells at everybody.
That's true. Ken redeems himself and wins immunity for Takali. Jeff screams out that there's nothing but wood, which we all giggled at. I mean, come on.
Good times.
Chris ends up winning, and Ikabula is going to go to trouble for the first time.
Do you think Michaela yelling at everybody also played into the vote?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I feel like she's one of those people that could get away with yelling at everybody all the time.
Yeah, that's true. So, I mean, she's just competitive. I mean, I wouldn't take it personal. It's just being competitive.
Exactly. So that's kind of sort of what I chalk it up to. But Jay says that Brent is going home because he's a liar. At that point, I was like, oh, my God, I really hope that means that Brent and that Sunday is going home instead of Brent. Unfortunately, that did not end up so well for me. We come back from the challenge, and everybody is awkwardly sitting on a log. I mean, that was just...
Awkward silence much?
Yeah. Hashtag.
I get that they like each other, but I don't know. I guess maybe everyone was afraid to speak. It shocked me. Like they said, Michaela didn't even speak.
Yeah. But it was kind of weird. It was very weird.
Yeah. It was awkward. Well, it
makes for bad. It makes for bad, a bad show too, because you know, it's like,
yeah, but it was also, it made us laugh that everyone was just sitting there like, huh?
I guess that's true.
But Sunday and Brett lament that they're the ones in trouble and that they need to come up with a plan. Michaela lays down rocks and shells in the sand to lay out her plan for everybody. Girls vote Brent, boys vote Sunday. And they want to when they revote, they take out Brett. Jay is suddenly suspicious that Michaela is so smart and thinks that she should go home before the merge. Will agrees with Jay that she's too smart and is thinking way too intelligently. And she knows about, and on top of it, she knows about the idol.
First, Will was just going, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The downside is that they trust Michaela as an alliance member, so it's a conundrum.
I thought this was, like we said in the beginning, I thought this was just misdirect, and I said, okay, they're just doing this. Eventually, yes, you're going to have to address the issue, because she could win it easily. And I was just like going, there's no way. Why? There's no way to vote her off. Why would you vote her off right now? There's no reason to vote.
Again, she's a shield. Somebody like Jay is going to be easily picked off at the merge, right?
Right.
Because he has like the resume of a threat. Michaela does as well, but he's a male. So that just kind of adds to it. So apparently he was not playing the Tony / Jeremy Collins way of playing Survivor, which is keep the bigger targets
especially
around.
When she's kind of just flaunting her gameplay. Like, so she's going to show it to everybody too. So she's a great meat shield in that sense.
Yeah, there was absolutely, I just kept watching this going, why would you vote her off?
Right.
And I take out the fact that I really like her as a on the show.
Yeah.
From a strategy standpoint, I'm like going, no, why would you vote her off?
Right. Exactly.
She's carrying you in the challenges.
Yep.
Yes, she's super smart, but that's going to hurt her in the merge. And plus she's going to say something that's going to tick somebody off that they're going to want to vote her off.
Yep.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just thought it was a bad move. Bad move, Jay. Bad move.
Right. We go to tribal
council.
Leave
it to a Jay to screw things up.
I know. They just don't. Jays don't think.
Super attractive, but not really so there mentally.
Hey, wait, are we still talking about the guy in the show?
We're talking about all the Jays I know.
Okay.
We go to hashtag tribal council.
I'm gonna have to disagree with that one.
That's all right. It's all right. We can argue this off air. Wager a side bet on the most attractive Jay that we know.
Between you and I?
No, me and Jack.
I know a lot of Jays.
Silence.
I know a lot of Jay. People named Jay. I do.
I only know like two, so there's that. Anyway, so a tribal council. This is now the vote that's going to make this tribe stronger. It's not all the other votes on all the other tribes that didn't work. This is the vote that's going to make them stronger.
That to me was the most insulting thing.
Yeah, because Michaela made them strong. She was the one that, oh my God, ridiculous.
How is this going to make us stronger when we're voting out the strongest person we have on the show, and the tribe? I forget what Will said. Did he say anything? Or did he say, yes, Jeff?
I think he said, I agree with Jay. He said, yeah, Jay.
Well, Jay had his hand in his back and was moving his mouth. So he's just, I'm not Clearly. Saying he's Jay's puppet, but.
Right. So we have this vote, and this was probably the most significant portion of any Survivor episode I've watched in a while, at least Blindside-wise. And the votes come out for Michaela, and all of a sudden it's 3-2 Michaela, and she like, you know, gets all the way back and is like, what? And then we get hashtag what, all capital letters, which
you
was
had, you
amazing.
Had Hannah saying, what?
Oof.
Yeah.
What?
And then she looks, you know, turns around to Jay and is like, did you do this? Which was basically like, et tu, Brute?
Yeah.
And I was just like, the Ides of March have arrived.
That's when Jay peed himself.
I give him credit for saying it was him.
He was like, yeah, it was
he
me.
He goes, yeah, I was me.
Yeah, I did it.
Like I said, I get, but you know, it's no threat because she's not on the jury. So, yeah, I did it.
Yeah, but
I don't have to see you at Ponderosa.
Yeah, you mean Ponderosa? If Taylor had made
it, would be
Ponderosa. But yeah, so Michaela goes home, and her alliance members are just—they don't give an F that you know she knows about it, and the whole thing is just crazy millennial whatever.
You know, Will was happy sitting as far over as he was.
Yeah, he was.
Because he had fear in his face.
Oh my god, he did.
He just said, "Oh my gosh, why did I come out here?"
Oh, because it got me out of taking my science midterms. Okay. I didn't have to. Oh, he's not New York. I was going to make a Regents exam joke, but I don't even know if they still take that in New York. But yeah, I don't know. I feel like Michaela, although wise to make sure you vote her out at some point, was probably not the smartest decision to vote out.
Didn't even Jeff step back a few feet when she came over there?
Yeah, Jeff was like,
Michaela, the tribe has spoken.
Yeah, and what'd she say? She was like,
You leave the torch there, and as you walk away, I'll put it out because. Yeah. I was shocked that was the move. I was upset because I like her.
And her edit didn't indicate any of this. I mean, her edit was like top five, baby.
Yeah, she just, maybe it's all you people. She's getting a winner's edit that destroyed it for her.
Maybe. I don't know. I was distraught.
She's a great player to have on the show because she says things that, you know, most people wouldn't say.
I think 100% we'll see her back at some point in the future because she was right before the merge, right? So we had enough screen time with her to make her memorable.
Oh, yeah, she definitely come back.
Maybe we've talked, how many times we talked about, like, they're trying to make her happen. Oh, they've made her happen. Like, they have really played up the Michaela love from the production standpoint. So.
Well, I don't think they had a choice because she's just fun. She's good.
Yeah.
She's fun. She's a good character on the show. If you want to say character, she's a good character on the show. So they couldn't help it. I mean, unless they just didn't want to show her at all.
Yeah. So we need
That would be a crime.
I think there's been a bunch of stuff that has come out in the Survivor world over the last week. And maybe we should not touch on some of the bigger things. But there is something that I think we might be able to touch on. And that is the fact that there has been 7 people voted out so far, and 6 of them were minorities.
That's like one of the running theories on the show, right?
That's one of the running, not theories, but just like running criticisms.
Criticisms, yeah.
I mean, when you think about it, Paul, Rockstar Santa, was the only white male to go home. Vicky was the only white female, and everybody else has been Asian or black, right?
Yeah. Well, Cece should have gone home early. She wasn't good in the challenges. She was on the bottom of the alliance.
Right. But we had Cece, Lucy, Mari, who was the first one to go home? They were all minorities, right?
Well, Lucy tried to take over the game, and she did it in a way that was very abrupt, so the people didn't like that.
Okay.
So those are two legit. I think Cece and Lucy are probably legit. Mari just got, that just came out of nowhere. Well, she's a threat, so we're going to send her home. She's smart. I mean, I don't get that one, and
it's all over the Twitters.
Was it Rachel?
Or if it's like there's something like unconscious bias as well that people don't even, you know. Is it subconscious or is it, you know, something that's prevalent? I mean, it's an interesting observation to make, and it's I think it warrants, you know, being brought up or discussed, especially if it's kind of
I think with Michaela, she was of all of them, she was definitely a threat.
I would agree with that.
But
again,
timing,
it didn't make sense to send her home this early.
But the timing is just, I don't get it. Yeah. Unless they were just so afraid of her that they just wanted to vote her out. But it just doesn't. To me, it's just the wrong. We've all agree it's the wrong move. But you know, I'm not out there. I don't know what's going on. But
yeah.
Anyway, I hated to see her go.
Right. I hated to see her go too. I just thought that that was an interesting kind of little.
It just seems like right now we have a lot of, you know, hate to say it, but a lot of weak players. You know, the players that are just.
It's because those millennials, right? They're just not smart enough to play the game.
I didn't want to say that. But
oh, okay. That's kind of what I thought you were getting at.
That's what it is. You know, I don't care about politics. Just care about if I'm going to get my next score.
Ha, ha, ha. All right. So we had a bunch of feedback. And by that, I mean we had 3 emails. I don't know if we had any voicemails, but Jay can check that.
I will check.
It's on the, it would be the Lost Podcast.
Absolutely.
One. The first one is from Matt. WTF just happened. Sorry, Colleen. I tried to warn you ahead of time so you could brace yourself for Michaela's demise. I had a dream last night that she went home. Of all the dreams I've had in 33 years of life, this has to be the one that came true. I had a dream I went camping with Shandy once. That would have been a nice dream to come true. Shandy Pants, somebody wants to go camping with you.
It reminds me of...
in Sequoia National Park, wink, wink.
That reminds me of a... one of the funny jokes in Groundhog Day, where he's like, I had this one day that I made love on a beach over and over again. Why can't I live that day over and over again?
But Matt continues, in all seriousness, I am having a hard time understanding this move. Michaela would have been a great shield for Jay. Add her to Chris and Brett. Those are some big meat shields to hide behind. Why do this to his game, to his alliance, to us? Hopefully we see Michaela again soon, Matt. I agree with all of those things. Minus the dream about camping with Shandy. Actually, that's the first thing I agree with. I would love to go camping with Shandy Pants.
I'd be afraid that I'd slip up and say something chauvinist, so.
Probably.
Like, you light fire like a girl. No, it's something. I'm kidding.
You squat to pee like a girl does in the middle of these woods. You need toilet paper like a girl. The next email is from Mandy. The queen gets dethroned. Now that Queen Michaela is gone, how soon will we see her play again? Would she benefit from playing in season 34 where no one knows her game? Or would time and maturity make her learn to slow down and think about the now and not day 39? I think...
Would she change? That's the question. Would she change?
Playing now, probably not. Just, you know, like time and maturity. But
I mean, what is she supposed to do, act stupid? I mean, she's just very smart. I mean, I don't know how you can't play. But as far as the strategy talk, and that we can talk about that too. That does scare people. You always hear people like Adam. He's a target now because he's strategic, and they know that. They always seem to go after the people that are openly strategic, like Jay Fishbeck.
Jay Fishbeck.
Stephen Fishbeck or Jay Fisher?
Jay Fishbeck.
Stephen or Jay?
The crybaby. So he
Fishbeck.
He's Jay. Very open about
Stephen.
He's very open about his strategic. He's very strategic and he's open about it. And I think that hurts. I think it hurts your game.
Mm-hmm. It does.
So
hurt
I think
your game.
Michaela, when she was doing that, I said, "Oh, Michaela, no."
Well, I think that Michaela didn't play a game that was so crazy and so over the top or so specific that it would benefit her to not have anybody watch her play. Like Russell Hantz and Malcolm, they were people that totally benefited, right, from the people in their next seasons not seeing them play before. Malcolm,
right.
Because he was so charismatic and clever, and Russell Hantz
because he had great hair.
Right. Great hair. Great hair.
The best.
The best. But I think that Michaela, there was nothing, I don't want to say special, there was nothing unique about Michaela's game other than being overall kick A that, you know, she still is going to at some point beat kick A, right, in her next game to help her team pre-merge.
The only weakness I see in her game is she's just honest. She's blunt. And this game, you can't do that.
Be right. Honest and blunt to the cameras, but not honest and blunt.
Right. Your confessionals, you be on it, get it out of your way. But she was just openly on it. And like I said, when she was laying out the rocks, I go, what is she? I go, what is she doing? I go, when I heard, I go, oh, man, she's just really telling them how and nobody wants to be that person to tell them how to play the game.
Yeah. And then as far as the time and maturity to make her slow down and think about day 39, I think that that's just her personality. we've seen from her before the like before the season even started, all the wonderful things that she accomplished. Like I think that's just in her personality. Like some of us are type A like that. We could try
I don't think it hurts.
But at some point it's gonna that thinking about worrying about day nine is probably going to come out. And I don't even think it was as bad as they made it out to be in the edit tonight. I think that was they needed to justify a reason why she would go home, because there's no way that nobody else that it's never been shown, nobody else was, you know, thinking about long term that early. You always have to think long term. Like you play for the short term, but you plan for the long term, right?
I agree with that, but you don't let on that you're thinking that way. Because every time someone goes, well, this is what we're going to do, it just puts a target on you.
Yeah.
Because people that feel in some, if I'm and I go, God, she's smart. Well, you know what? And she's great at the challenges. I got to get rid of her at some point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because she's already thinking about who she's probably already thinking who she's going to take to the final three. Am I in her group of final three?
But again, if she's overthinking that fast, you don't need to get rid of her that early. It was unnecessary to get rid of her that early.
I agree 100%. I would have kept, I've always said you keep the strong until you don't need them anymore.
Yeah. Because
then you cut them loose.
Because even though she's done well in challenges, she's not the type of threat that's just going to keep winning and not give you a chance and just stay through the rest of the game. That's the only time I guess you'd want to get somebody like a strong competitor out pre-merge.
Yeah,
I would say, but even then, someone's eventually going to slip. No one wins them all, right? I mean, there's always
Mike
something.
Yeah,
Malcolm had his weakness when he couldn't hold the three sticks together.
Yes, and Mike Scoopin won, so there's that.
Yeah.
But no, Mike lost, and he had an idol, and he was lucky, and then he kept going. But Mike was a unique beast, right? Mike is one of those people that is like permanently amped up on cocaine without actually being amped up on cocaine. Right?
Just very smart, level-headed, good at challenges.
I would say just good at challenges, not smart or level-headed, but, you know, that's just my opinion. Like, awesome at challenges. But Malcolm had a great shot, but nobody else even... Even Joey Amazing couldn't make it all the way through to the end, right?
No, because you're going to have.
Keith,
even your best, even the best players in the game in any sport have an off night. I mean, you can't be
exactly.
Perfect.
Exactly.
So I would have kept around as long as I could.
Yeah. We have one more email, and that's from Desiree, and it is titled "Bummer!" Exclamation point. Man, I really wanted Michaela to win. She was definitely the most kick-A player this season. I'm disappointed that she went home, and it's pretty sad that only one black woman has ever won the game. I was hoping that she would be the second. Also, hashtag Ken is a 10. Thank you, Desiree. He is a 10. I was also hoping that she'd be the second. The first one was Sepia, right? And that was Marquesas? So that was season 5?
Marquesas was 4, wasn't it? No, 5.
It was early.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm not a Survivor historian. You guys podcast with a Survivor historian doing Westworld, so maybe you should ask
him.
All right,
maybe we could slip it in and ask him, because I don't remember.
I mean, it was Vesepia. I don't remember what season Marquesas was. I know I watched that right before Zach was born, and that's pretty much the extent of my memory of it. I don't remember the names.
I remember half the people that were ever on the Survivor.
Don't admit that. We do a Survivor podcast. We're going to get a bad iTunes review now.
Well, I remember the people on the show this season.
Hashtag Ken is a 10, everybody.
Don't look at Jack. Look at Ken. Forget what he just said.
Shiny object. Yeah. Shiny object. But
sure, Ken's a 10.
He is a 10. He is a 10. But anyway, yeah, I was also, again, super sad that Michaela went home.
Can't balance a ball, though. On a beam.
What was it?
See,
all of the wood?
Even Ken had an off. Even Ken had a bad end of that challenge.
Yeah, there you go. Ken wasn't the first to release, though. It was Jay. So, I mean, there's that. Take that, millennial.
But I hear Jays are pretty quick anyway.
Ba-dum-psh. I've got no comment on that one. Nothing but wood. Let's get into our... Jay, if you laugh at my joke, please make sure it's audible so people can hear it.
I don't know if it deserved the full laugh. I was just giving the...
You're giving a charity laugh, huh?
I'm giving one of Nick's laughs that he gives Jack on the Game of Thrones podcast.
Oh, I love Nick's laughs at the Game of Thrones podcast. Where he's like, ha, 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 ha.
You know why? Because Nick doesn't understand comedy.
Yeah, that is certainly
Nick's just
true.
Nick's just a Game of Thrones geek. I just want to talk about Game of Thrones. Please.
Nick's mom, on the other hand, totally understands comedy.
Okay. Scary comedy.
All right. Is it time to tally the votes?
We do, because we got a last two innings of a Cubs game to watch.
So, the preseason picks, where we decide if they're pre-merge, or final three.
I'm still in, aren't I? I still have mine, don't I?
What do you mean?
I have Ken the 10.
You have Ken the 10. But let's go to Michaela. I said pre-merge, so I got a point. Jack, you said merge, no point. Colleen, she was one of your final three.
Oh, I'm sorry. She was my winner's pick?
I know. I'm sorry.
But I got screwed on that, too. Oh, man.
And we did not pick anything for week 7, but we will pick for week 8. So,
how did we not pick? That's so weird.
I don't know, but Colleen, you're picking first.
All right. So, funny story. I forgot to pick last week. But I'm still in first place because the rest of you guys suck at picking. So,
yeah, I've kind of given up on it.
The tribe league, I don't even want to look at. That said, I don't even know who to vote for. Like, I literally don't know who is going home next week. It's a merge. So it's got to be a meat shield. It's got to be a hot meat shield.
They bring back Michaela and vote her out again.
It's got to be a hot meat shield because that's what happens. I mean, we had what? Jeremy, Cass, hot meat shield.
Is it Tay-Tay, Taylor? That's my pick. Why am I helping you? Sorry, I'll shut up.
Collector. But Taylor's so dumb that they probably think that they can take him at any time. Hold on. I'm looking at the list. I'm literally looking at the list.
Come
Please
on,
don't
your first
kill me.
Pick. Let's go.
I'm first pick. I know.
Five,
I'm so.
Four,
I don't even know what
three,
to do. Fine, Taylor.
Two. All right, Jack, what's your pick?
I was going to go with Taylor. I still don't think he's dumb. I just think he's carefree. but I don't want to go with Taylor. This is tough. I don't know. I'll go with the funeral director. I'll go with Brett. Even though I don't want him to go home either. But
yes.
All right. And I'm going to go with Michelle. No. She just can't take the flatulence anymore. And all right, and that leaves our total tallies on the season. I have 2. Jack is firmly in the lead with 8, and Colleen has 5.
I have Ken the 10, who's probably going to win it all. So we might as well stop.
Well, Colleen,
I need to get a new winner's pick,
yeah,
right?
Colleen lost Michaela. So
you know what you should do? So there's how many episodes per season? 13.
Uh-huh.
So if you should get 13 points if your winner wins, and then minus every point for what episode is left. So
that's what I tried to do last. That's what I used to do, and you guys said it was the stupidest point system in the world.
No, because you never actually made that clear. That's what you tried to do.
That was the thing.
This is why
it sucks, though. But if I lose, say Ken makes it to the final four,
but that's the chance you're taking betting.
But then I lose, and I
you
only
guys
get,
said
and
it was horrible.
Is,
don't
no,
even try to
point
that out.
That's not even what your thing was.
Yes,
your
it was.
Thing, no, I don't
it
even
was.
Know what you said. It was
you
so
got
dumb
as many
last
points.
Season. It had
it's
nothing
a,
to do with
it's
that.
Hold on. It's a terrible rule.
Time
you
out.
You should get less points for picking your second pick.
Yes, I will. If I pick now, there's only six episodes left. 6 points.
This is how it works. You get 15 for the original pick, 5 for the second pick, 1 for the third, and if you go to your fourth,
I agree 100% with that.
But that's BS, because
no,
that
not,
means...
You
no,
guys said that, that's exactly it, what it was for
okay,
years, and
okay,
you guys bitched
okay,
about
fine,
it, so,
so
no.
All right, I want to clarify this on air right now.
This whole thing.
No, I want to clarify this on air right now. Mm-hmm. If you guys
let's ask Michaela.
If your pick makes it to the final three and doesn't win, you get 0 points then?
What do you mean? Yeah, you get 0 points.
See, that's the part that's stupid.
Well, you get final three if your final three pick was in the pre-merge thing, you get a point.
That's the part that's stupid, but fine. That's okay, because likely both of your people are going to leave before that, and I will... The victory is mine.
There you go. So, pick.
But it's also BS if the person that goes out the week before the finale show, and then based on, like, the editor or something stupid, you can pick who wins one episode before. That's dumb. I'm just saying, we should do this.
But again, that's the chance that you get if your person goes out at four.
I'm just saying the fun office pools thing that you guys don't take advantage of, that is officially scored and ranked, and that's what we're going on at the end of the season when it comes to be the title.
Oh my god.
And I will bet this golden shandy on it.
No.
From not even this podcast. I'm holding it up and rubbing it gently.
I see a bad review. They broke into a fight at the end of the podcast.
I thought I was
watching the debate. Too political.
If we didn't get
nasty man.
If we didn't get bad reviews for the -3 debates, I think we're gonna be okay. But Colleen, who are you picking to win now that you've lost Michaela?
Wrong.
Who?
Just pick somebody.
You said somebody.
Who do you think's gonna win now?
No.
Oh, come on. This is dead air. Just pick somebody.
No, it's not dead air. It's literally, I don't know. I should get a few days to think about it.
You can have a few days to think about it before
the
next episode.
If I give you my pick before the next episode, will you honor that?
Yep.
Because I got another podcast to do tomorrow night, and I feel like I need to talk this over some more.
Sounds good. As long as the same will be for everybody else.
Ken the 10's winning. I'm going to win the thing. It doesn't matter. Pick whoever you want.
All right. That is it for this week's Survivor with J-Jack and Colleen. We'll see you guys next week. Go Cubbies. I want to send a special thanks to Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, and Brad from Chicago for contributing a significant amount to our Patreon page. Become a patron today at patreon.com/JayandJack or go to our website at jayandjack.com and click on the Become a Patron link.
Go Cubbies unless you're a Indians fan, then go Indians too.
I mean, really, it's not the end of the world if either team wins, but I'm going to go.
It's end of the world for people that have been waiting 108 years for the team to win.
That's very true. Oh, 108, guys. That's one of the numbers if you add them all up.
Yep.
That's true. They do add up to 108.
Yeah. All right, guys. Until next time, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.